I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. When I was a little kid, maybe 9 or 10 years old, my parents and I visited one of my dad's old Air Force buddies in Puyallup, Washington. One afternoon, we took a day trip to Vancouver, Canada. I remember drinking a cup of hot tea in a department store restaurant where it was served to me for the first time with cream rather than lemon. That little thimbleful of cream and the way it clouded up my tea, making it smooth and rich. I know it's silly, but for a long time, that was Canada to me. There's a story one of my husband's Jewish family members told during his lifetime. He'd made it to New York from Poland during the Second World War. It was a harrowing journey, and he left most of his family behind. On his first day in Manhattan, he walked by a drugstore window. The passing sight of a stranger sipping soda through a straw revealed something welcome and, for him, meaningful about his new country's national character. In this country, he said to himself, you don't even have to lift the drink to your own lips. We mostly think about nationhood in broad terms. But a nation also exists in the small things that run quietly through the fabric of daily life. Today's poem is America, Peaches, by Kathleen Graber. It makes me think about those invisible markers of nationhood and how, whether we notice them or not, they have some bearing upon who we collectively are. America, Peaches, by Kathleen Graber. America, I know I could do better by you, though I stoop conscientiously 3 times a day to pick up my dog's waste from the grass with black biodegradable bags. And lest you suspect that this is more pretension than allegiance, know my dog was the one at the shelter no one else would take. He is fat and lazy, and I could do better by him as well. Though I do not know if a long walk in the park in 97-degree heat is a good idea. Please cue a presidential soundbite to reassure me all hearts are more resilient than I think. I confess it would have been a moral error to have embraced him if I did not have the means to keep him fed. But I am writing tonight because there is something wrong with your peaches. The ones from the supermarket are so soft and cheap, half the cost of the ones sold at the local farm. But the flesh near the pit is so bitter and green. It is a fruit like the mind we are making together, both overripe and immature. Trust me, I still have the simple tastes you gave me. I am delighted by the common robins and cardinals, the way they set the trees at dusk aflame. Thank you for Tuesday's reliable trash collection. If you are constellated somehow a little bit inside each of your people, I am sorry that there is more and more of you lately I do not understand. Sometimes I want simply to sit alone a long time in silence. America, you must want this too. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel. Production support by Joy Biles.